It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I didn't get a warning.
I was enjoying the intro.
Yeah, right. I thought you were going to let the whole thing.
I didn't get a warning.
We're Chickies in South Philly. College basketball tournament is back. Watch all the action at Chickies and Pete's. Find a location near you at chickiesandpetes.com. We have said it. We are all in on capturing the flag now for the Philadelphia 76ers. And a gentleman, the best guy I know to give us the down low on what Cooper Flagg actually is as a player, is the great Kevin O'Connor of Yahoo, Kevin O'Connor Show, which you can get wherever you get your podcasts, and YouTube. KOC, how we feeling, buddy?
I'm feeling excellent, guys. How are you all doing today?
Oh, you sound great, KOC. You must have a pro setup over there.
It's super clear for you guys.
Yeah,
we are revolutionizing radio.
Yeah, look at this. 2025, we finally figured
out. Like I'm there with y'all.
Yes, it sounds great. Well, KOC, before we get to Cooper Flagg, is there any world in which you could have imagined the Philadelphia 76ers would be starting five guys you've never heard of on March 29th and trying to lose as many games to keep their draft pick this particular season?
I mean, the only scenario is the scenario that happened, is that Embiid goes down in flames. But even then, could you have anticipated that also Paul George would be out, that Maxey would be sidelined for long stretches, and that things would have exploded the way it has? No, I could not have imagined it resulting in the way that it has to be this bad. Because the whole reason they got Paul George is so they could stay afloat without Embiid for stretches. But no, I couldn't have seen 23 and 50 at this point with Quentin Grimes averaging 28 points in the month of March. No.
Yeah, I didn't really expect the game plan in late March to be give the ball to Quentin Grimes and let him cook. You know, that no offense to Quentin Grimes, but that doesn't mean that your season went the right way. You had actually Marcus Morris on the show, who was not particularly complimentary of Daryl Morey. Looking back on it, how would you grade Morey's, like, looking back on the decisions he made, would you be more critical looking at how it turned out, or do you think it was still, all in all, the moves that he should have made?
No, I mean, like, Paul George was a no-brainer on paper upgrade over Tobias Harris. It just has not worked out. It was the best free agent available. It was the best option for them. He nailed the pick in the first round going to get Jared McKean. He just got hurt. I just think you look at the roster, Gabusele was an A-plus signing, a guy who's been out of the league for years, and he's been pretty good this year. There are positive additions. It just didn't work out. So, I mean, that interview with Morris was funny because, like, I did not see that coming.
Yeah.
I asked him
about
I don't know, just analytics in the NBA, and he's like, I don't trust Daryl Morey.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So, last one on the current Sixers before we get to Cooper Flagg. Would you fire Nick Nurse? Like, what do you think of the job Nick Nurse has done this year?
Yeah, I mean, I think he is not what I anticipated in terms of bringing some innovation to the system. He's better than Doc Rivers, but I think the Sixers can do better. You see the way Kenny Atkinson has been in Cleveland, the way Mark Daigneault is with Oklahoma City, with the way they build that system out and the amount of layers they have on their offensive side, the way they play defensively with different lineups. Nick Nurse, it feels like, doesn't have that amount of depth with his system for Philadelphia. So if I'm Morey, I'm looking at some of those situations and I'm saying to myself, where's the reason to have faith in Nick Nurse moving forward and building this team out the way he should be able to? So I'd look elsewhere. And plus, look what the Grizzlies did today. They fired their head coach with 9 games left in the regular season. That's insane.
A pretty good regular season for Memphis too, right? I mean, it didn't seem like it was bad at all. Yeah.
They've been horrible. They're 0-12 in their last 12 games against teams that are currently over 500. Their defense is bottom 10 since Christmas. They've fallen apart. But overall, yes, it's been solid, but they've been terrible lately.
All right, KSC. Now on to the important stuff, Cooper Flagg. We're all in Philly on the lottery, and we want to win it. We want to get Cooper Flagg. But, you know, most people are just starting to watch him now if you're not dialed in completely on college basketball. So where would you rank Cooper Flagg? You don't have to give us an exact number, but some context. As far as the best prospects in the NBA over the last 20 years or so, where do you see Cooper Flagg sitting in that hierarchy? Well, KOC, can you start again? Because we didn't hear the beginning of your answer. Could you go again?
Okay. Yep. Yeah. In terms of college prospects, I'd have Cooper ahead of Zion Williamson for sure. With Cooper's perimeter play, I'd have him ahead of AD because of the creation ability. And so you're going back to 07, Greg Oden, Kevin Durant that year. With Cooper Flagg, I see Ike completely shaking his head at me right now. Clearly, there's some disagreement there. But no, I think Cooper is at – he checks every single box on the floor. We saw that with what he's been doing the entire season for Duke, and we saw that absolutely in the Sweet 16. So I think I'd go back to KD, Greg Oden back in 07 as the best college prospect that I've seen.
Well – first of all, I forgot we were on YouTube and we can see each other.
Yeah.
So, yes. Let me get that out of the way first and foremost.
It's a new era.
Yeah, completely forgot about that, KOC.
Any comment on that tonight?
So now since that has been exposed, I may as well address what I thought was now Zion Williamson, I guess because of the Zion was more of an athlete than he was a complete basketball player, right? So I guess I can understand that freakish athlete.
Can't defend. Like, Zion, no way he's better than Cooper.
Right. I don't know, man. I think Zion's ceiling may have been higher, but I'm not going to argue because of the weight and the injury factor. But Anthony Davis is the one I really perked up at. Because I thought Anthony Davis was really like a new age basketball player coming out. He's long. He was tall. Ability to handle the ball, shoot from the outside, and plays the other end of the court. That's the one that kind of made my antennas perk up. You think he's a better prospect than Anthony Davis, huh?
Yeah, I think he's a better prospect than AD because of the creation ability. I mean, look, AD at Kentucky was obviously maybe the best college defender we've ever seen since, like, the 60s. Like, we're talking with AD, with what he did in college for Kentucky. That one year they had their unbelievable national champion team. But still, like, the shooting with him was iffy. He wasn't a three-point guy at the time. He was still just a mid-range guy, but he was mostly still just an interior finisher. And that's what he ended up really becoming in the NBA, was an elite finisher, but not a creator. With Cooper, the big question with him entering the season at Duke was, well, what's he going to be like as a shooter? He shot pretty well as a senior, but prior to that and in other competitions, he was always, you know, below 30% from three, very streaky off the dribble with a, you know, an okay handle. But the way he's improved this year for them, 87% from the lines in his last 25 games, 43% from three, elite mid-range. The playmaking feel, like, you saw him looking off defenders last night, creating
awesome
for his teammates.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, he's gotten so much better since we saw those clips of him last summer playing against Team USA. He's even better now than he was then. So I think with Cooper, if you asked me before the season, would I say Cooper Flagg was a better prospect than Anthony Davis? I would have said hell no. Like, that's crazy. But at this point, the way he's improved over the course of the season, I'd say best since Greg Oden and Kevin Durant back in 07.
Kevin O'Connor of the Kevin O'Connor Show and Yahoo joining us now to talk about Cooper Flagg, which hopefully we get that number one pick and get a chance to pick him. Who would you say are some good comps in the NBA over the last 20 years, 25 years for Cooper Flagg?
I don't think there's one great comp. There's like guys that there's shades of him.
Okay.
Like, you know, Gavone from Draft Express recently mentioned Kawhi Leonard as a Western Conference comparison. There's like shades of it with like the mid-range turnaround you saw from Cooper last night, you know, some of the mid-post stuff. But Kawhi's not as much of a passer. You could say, you know, kind of like, you know, some of the stuff Blake Griffin does or did in his prime as a creator from the perimeter. But Cooper's not quite the elite athlete as Blake Griffin, but he can be used as a screener and a creator in some of those ways. You could say, you know, I have in the draft guide Andre Kirilenko as a defensive player.
That's
with
what
all
I
the versatility.
Yeah.
Yeah, like AK-47, like is, you know, but AK-47 was also like a significantly higher, you know, blocks guy, steals guy than Cooper is. But Cooper's, you know, kind of got that versatility and feel that he has. But ultimately, there's no perfect one in terms of two-way ability. I don't think it's unreasonable to say like Scottie Pippen-esque, where maybe you ask the question, you know, well, yes, he's a Hall of Famer, NBA 75, one of the greatest players ever, six championships and all that, but Scottie wasn't the number one, it was Michael Jordan. With right. Cooper, that's ultimately the only question with him, is he elite enough of an athlete to be the engine of your team? He sure as hell looks like it, the way he's performing right now for Duke and the way he's developed this season. But there's a floor for him to be elite defender, switch across positions, size with playmaking, who can score and check so many boxes on your team. And that's why I think about Scottie. But really, there's no perfect comparison for Cooper Flagg. He's kind of his own thing.
You've talked about all the things he does well. If I was to ask you, what is Cooper Flagg not good enough at yet, or anything that might worry you, what would be on that list?
You know, I mean, he, like you said, he does a little bit of everything. And my draft guide over at Yahoo, which launched earlier this week, it's just really jumper consistency is one of the concerns that I have listed for him. How real is it, what he's been doing the last 25 games, basically ever since he turned 18 years old, because he entered this season for Duke at 17. Is this sustainable for him? That's a concern, even though I'm very optimistic about what he's been doing. And then with the ball handling. He's not an elite athlete. Like you can see that the way he's moved. He doesn't have the quickest first step. He isn't necessarily breaking down people with these advanced handles, ball on a string. So does that continue improving? And if it doesn't, is he going to be one of those guys who is an engine of your team as the source of all your offense? Or is he more like just one of the guys? But those concerns are, I think, pretty minor. When you know he can do those things already at such a high level, it's really just you're nitpicking about, well, what level actually can he end up reaching? How high is that ceiling really?
Let me ask you, because we know he's the prize of the draft.
That's who we're going to get.
That's who we're
when we get the first pick. Yep.
When you look at the rest of this draft, let's just say your top 10 prospects, do you see any other like true difference makers, or do you see guys that would be complementary players once they get to the league? You see any other sort of build around franchise players in that top 10?
No build around guys. Yeah. I think there's guys who can help, but yeah. Nobody who's a centerpiece. Like if Philly ends up 2, 3, or 4, or if they end up keeping like at number five,
yeah.
Like, since it's top six protected. Like, I mean, I had Derek Queen from Maryland in my mock for earlier this week, but like Derek Queen isn't a guy you build around. He's just one of your pieces. And that's true, I think, even at number two with Dylan Harper, who is the consensus pick. He's 6'6". He's got versatility. He draws a ton of fouls. He gets into the paint. I think he'd be a great compliment next to Maxey, but he's not the guy you're building around for your franchise. He's just one of your key pieces moving forward. So if Philly doesn't end up with number one, I'm sure Daryl Morey and that Sixers front office will be exploring every single trade possible and otherwise taking the guy that feel best fits next to the existing core.
Last one, KOC, and about those two guys, Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey, both played for Rutgers. So, you know, guys that could go 2 and 3 and that team goes 15 and 17. Now, I know, like, you know, There are circumstances we don't know, but at least in Philly, I look at Markelle Fultz, was on a bad college team, didn't work out in the NBA. I look at Ben Simmons, his team didn't really thrive in college, and you look what happened in the NBA. How much do you put the failure of the Rutgers team, how much do you consider that when you consider guys like Ace Bailey and Dylan Harper?
I mean, their teammates sucked as well. That's part of it. Like, if you look at the numbers, Dylan Harper, they have a +2 net rating when Dylan Harper's on the floor, -9 when he's off the floor. So they went from okay to terrible just anytime he was off the floor in the 10 minutes he's off. Now, with that said, you're right. Like, the team should be better if you're talking about two top three picks in a single draft. You'd think that those guys playing 30, 35 minutes a night, they'd be better than they were. So, you know, the people I've talked to around the league about that, there's definitely concern in terms of, like, can these guys be that face of your franchise centerpieces, particularly with Ace Bailey, with some of his bad habits, though he as a playmaker, as a decision maker, you know, sometimes a spacey defender. Can those guys really check all those boxes? So I don't think I'm going to move off of Harper at number two, but Bailey at number three isn't a lock for me. And anyway, over the next 3 months, we'll see that change. But I'm not totally sold on either of those guys, to be honest with you. I'm not. I think they'll be solid players, but I'm not sold on the star path like some people are out there with them.
Well, it doesn't matter because we're going to get the first pick here in Philly on May 12th at the lottery. That's what's going to happen, KOC. Yes. Well, KOC, you can get the Kevin O'Connor Show wherever you get your podcasts, also on YouTube. Where can people – you mentioned the draft guide. KOC, you are a true sick person. To follow the NBA as much as you do and still be able to do the draft guide, I honestly don't know where you find the time, but where can people find the draft guide?
Over at Yahoo Sports, just look for the NBA Draft Guide. It's at the top of our NBA page, or just Google it, Kevin O'Connor NBA Draft Guide, and that should pop right up top for the 2025 rankings. We got a top 60 big board, a two-round mock draft, player comparisons, and a whole lot else that's going to be coming out over the next 3 months. It's still early, man. Long way to go.
Long way to go. True sicko stuff. All right, KOC, we appreciate you, man.
It, brother.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
There he is, Kevin O'Connor. Man, he talks about Cooper Flagg, and I need him. Like, especially, yeah. Let's take Embiid out of the picture, mm-hmm. and let's take Paul George out of the picture. When you think about the fact that what they'd be rebuilding around is the three guys that I know will be on the Sixers next year are Tyrese Maxey, Jared McCain, and Justin
Quentin
Edwards. I don't know if Grimes will be on.
Really?
Well, Grimes is a restricted free agent. Somebody could offer him some, you know, Brooklyn could offer him a big deal. Mm-hmm. Justin Edwards, a wing, you know.
Yeah.
But you rebuilding with, starting a rebuild with Jared McCain, Tyrese Maxey, Cooper Flagg, and, you know, Edwards is a rotation guy. Mm-hmm. Those are four young, bouncy, you know, explosive players to have on that team. Edwards to a lesser degree, of course, but I think I need Cooper Flagg now.
Yeah, we have to find that 6'5 to 6'9 wing player that can create his own shot.
Yep.
Can shoot from the outside.
Yep.
Has the ability to get to the basket. Like, we haven't really had that guy probably since who?
Ever.
Iguodala wasn't that guy.
We had Jimmy for a short time. It was just a short time.
Yeah, I'm talking for an extended period of time.
We haven't had that guy, right?
I mean, not in the last 25 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we need.
Yeah.
You give a 30. I mean, like, you know about the Dr. J?
Well, and I'm thinking, like, probably Andrew Toney.
I was going to say Charles Barkley or Dr. J.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, we need that guy. Because when I'm looking at, and everybody can't be Steph. Right? So I need that guy that's big enough. And I love Maxey, but the 6'3", 6'2", size.
No, you need a bigger
guy. Yeah, you need a bigger guy.
Yeah. Well, and that's the entire, you know, next year is, if they're rebuilding, the Maxey McCain thing while you're rebuilding is fine. Yeah. But I...
You almost got to flip Maxey for other pieces?
Well, one of them. But if you're asking me, if you're rebuilding, what do you do? Mm-hmm. I don't take the guy that's already on the giant contract. Like, I take the guy who is the second year of his rookie deal, who is a more natural point guard, and you're probably going to get more for Maxey in a trade at mm-hmm. some point mm-hmm. than you're going to get for McCain, at least now. I'm not saying I would do it right away. For next year, it's fine.
Sure.
But the idea of having a championship-level team where your backcourt in 2025 is two 6'2" guards, it's not realistic.
No.
It's not. Look, Portland. Now, I know Portland made one conference finals, a little bit lucky, but
with Lillard, with Dame.
What's that?
With Dame Lillard.
With Dame and McCollum.
And CJ, yeah.
And like, I couldn't imagine That's a really good small
backcourt.
That's
a good backcourt.
And
yeah.
They never had a chance of winning a title.
Nope.
Never. You're going to need somebody who is explosive, who is a wing or a big, and I'm terrified of bigs now. Yep. You're going to need an explosive wing in there. We need. We gotta rig it.
Rig the draft.
Capture the flag.
They got to rig it.
Capture the flag, man.
Rig
Bring
it.
Cooper here.
Josh Harris. Call Adam Silver.
Do whatever it is you need to do.
Offer him $1 billion and rig it. Rig it. Stop buying sports teams and rig it.
They're still fifth on Tankathon.
Well, because the friggin' Nets keep losing every game, but they're now three games from fourth.
Right.
Because New Orleans has won a few games in there.
Yeah.
Man, if they could get fourth and we lose that friggin' pick, I'll throw up all over myself.
I look at the draft, I'm looking at the prospects, and I'm like, yeah, I see some NBA players, but I just see roster fillers versus seeing star players. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And these guys come out so early, it's unfair to them because they all are coming out as freshmen and some of them are still developing. But because the draft is so void of talent, these guys are going to get drafted and teams just are going to develop them. Like, I'm looking at my guy from Michigan State, Jace Richardson.
Yep.
Now he's starting to move up in the – I watched him play. He's no more than a role player in the NBA right now. Well, like, why wouldn't you just stay in school and become a better player?
Well, and the thing that scares me about it is we keep talking about number one, mm-hmm. great, but we just want to keep the pick. And you wind up with number four, you wonder if the Sixers look and say, well, let's get another 32-year-old who can help us win now, a star player from a team that's ready to give up. I don't think you can double down on this thing with the Sixers.
Now, unless you're giving me Kevin Durant, I don't know. What the hell? What can we get?
But I think they could get Kevin Durant.
That's what I'm saying. That's good.
Yeah, but Kevin Durant's 36. Maybe there's a 27-year-old out there somewhere. That a team's ready to give up on. I don't know, but that's why this is such a – look, that pick is a great asset to have, even if it isn't – flag.
Yeah.
But what you do with it and the difference that player makes, I really don't know. Do you use that pick to get off of Embiid? Like, do you I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. It's a tough.
They have to be thinking about all these things.
All of them. Right. So, wow. But I need Cooper flag.
It could be a big summer.
It could be a big summer. Could be exciting summer. All right. It's Overreaction Friday. Phils win 7-3. They strike out 19 times, but I'm telling you, it was a good 19 strikeouts.
Yes.
You should be encouraged with what you saw from the Phillies based on plate discipline, what we saw out of their bullpen, except for Romano, who I'm out on. Do you feel better or worse about the Phillies after yesterday? 215-592-9494 on an Overreaction Friday. Coming up next, we award the belt. Now, DeCamera has the belt.
The camera currently has the belt.
Yes. So he could still have the belt if we don't give the belt to somebody else.
Yeah.
So
is he deserving is the question.
Is he deserving? We'll do that. Your Phil's calls as well. We're at Chickies and Peace in South Philly. Big games and big events. Always better at Chickies, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is a Friday, which means we're at Chickie's in South Philly. The tournament is back. You can watch all the action at Chickie's and Pete's. Find a location near you at chickiesandpetes.com. Every Friday at 4:30, there is a there's going to be a new sheriff in town. Well, maybe not every week.
Yeah.
But we basically say who the sheriff at WIP is. We award the belt. There's one afternoon show championship belt that somebody at WIP is always holding for a take they had that week. And then someone else has to come along and take the belt away. The current holder of the belt is Joe DeCamera for going after our own Jack Fritz.
Yes.
Now, we hate Joe DeCamera here.
Always.
And we think he's a weaselly little worm. And we think he's going to get crushed by Jack, but at least he had the guts to come after you. Let's award it for this week.
There could only be one. The boss. The chief. The top of the mountain. The WIP Afternoon Show presents The Belt.
Does DeCamera hold the belt, or does someone knock him off his perch? He has been knocked off his perch.
Thank God.
Because of this rant right here.
What the hell are you talking about, Dorch? You know what you signed up for? What did you sign up for at the start of the season? This was going to be a rebuild. This was always going to take time. You were going to lose games every night. Dropping to Chicago 7-4. Losing to Toronto 7-2. That was in the cards as we try and get premier talent in this league. And he stands up there and goes, guess what? I got no interest in this. Are you serious? What are you, Doc Rivers? Hey, I won 3 games. I don't get credit for that. When you need 4 to close out a series, it's embarrassing. And quite frankly, I do think it deserves to pretty much fire his ass.
And then he got fired.
See ya.
The current belt holder at WIP is 100 Brody Broads.
Broads.
And he's with us.
Wow. I don't even know what to say. I'm so excited.
You got the belt.
I know. It's ridiculous. I am thrilled. I'm honored. I'm devastated that my Flyers are whatever, you know, words I want to say that I can't. But at least I got something here. So thank you. I appreciate being awarded the belt.
Big win last night by the boys, though.
Yeah, people are not happy. They want the tank. And then Mitch Koff is out here scoring a couple bingos, missing an open net for a Hattie. It was a tough day for Meech.
I tell you what, stop having two of our winner teams tanking at the same time.
Yeah, it sure is. Now, do I have the belt over my shoulder currently, or
yes.
Do I not?
No. You have it over your shoulder.
Okay, I didn't know if you handed it over to me yet, because I have something to say, but I want to wait till it's on my waist.
It's on your person. It's on your person. And I want to tell you, you weren't awarded the belt. You went and you took that belt from that weasel DeCamera.
That's right.
So I just want to be clear. This is not – you. If somebody at WIP wants the belt, they got to go get it.
Mm-hmm.
So what is your – you going to do a promo now that you got the belt on?
Well, not necessarily, but that's okay. A good way to put it. Now, okay. As the champ, one way I want you to address me now that I'm – Hold on. This is courtesy of Rod and myself.
Okay.
Think of this as my version of Next Question or my version of Ike Juice. Whenever I'm on and you're about to have me on, puck it up. Hey, Broads, puck it up. All right, here we go, baby. Now we just get to talk a little puck. We get to see what happens in between the neutral zone. We get to throw the body around, maybe drop the mitts. But when we talk hockey on this station from this point moving forward, as the champ, I demand that we puck it up.
All right.
Yeah, this is a mistake.
What do you mean?
Well, because what happened here is Lakin had an idea, and he didn't want to tell the boss no, so we're doing Lakin's idea.
Lakin's got to stop with the idea.
I like that, because here's the problem. It's not a problem, but here's the thing, all right? When I'm on, Flyers fans tune in, and they want to talk some hockey.
Do you think you're a needle mover?
Hold on. Let's look at the numbers, all right? Let's look at the ratings before you run your mouth. Let's look at the numbers.
This is like when The Miz had the belt.
Hold on. Well, he was a damn good champion. Let me continue. He's made his way around WWE.
All right.
Now, listen. I'm just saying, this problem is that when I'm on and people want to go orange and black, I have a main topic. I have opening day to talk about. I have Howie Roseman to say he's Kobe Bryant. So we need a way to separate that. If you want to talk hockey, we'll puck it up after the original comments.
We'll think about it.
Yeah, I like it.
You might
like
only
it?
Have the belt for a week, like by the
yeah.
way.
Yeah. Yeah.
First off, think about what you have to do to take down what I just accomplished.
Well, but here's the thing, Broads. And here's what.
I agree with you, Broads. I don't see him losing the belt anytime soon.
Yeah, well, for a little bit, yeah.
So who had the belt first?
It was Hugh.
Hugh had the belt, then to camera.
Yeah.
And I think what those guys didn't understand is you got to do something to keep the belt. So like, you can't just rest on your laurels and be like, I'm the champ. Every day is a new fight, Broads. So if you're walking around chest out, coming up with new little sayings that you want us to implement, you better keep the belt. You better do something to earn it.
You think I'm going to rest? I don't even know what the hell rest is.
I think you drink too much coffee.
Well, that I do. I'm looking at the Celsius through the little window I'm sitting at here
now. There you go. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
WIP belt holder.
That's right. Now, are we going to talk about hockey or no?
No.
Oh, okay.
We did that Wednesday.
For 9 minutes, by the way. That was a 9-minute Flyers in 50.
All right. Enough.
All right.
When are you on the radio again?
6 o'clock.
Oh, right after us.
Yeah. Come on, man.
All right. Okay.
Hashtag first don't work on Fridays.
There it is.
All right. See you, fellas.
All right, bros.
All right, Broads.
He comes in here with demands, with Lakin demands.
I will say this.
Yeah.
Him and Elliot, by the way.
What, Elliot?
Well, they changed since they've got their little awards that we gave.
Oh, yes. Well, Elliot, the smugness of Elliot.
But I've gotten a number of people that enjoy the whole Broads, Flyers and 50 sort of thing.
Well,
enjoy it.
Oh, no, it's a great segment.
I love Flyers in 50, but it 50, not, you know, 9 minutes is 540 seconds. What are we doing here?
That was quick math.
Yeah. Well, you know me.
Yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations, Broads. If you're another WIP employee, you got to do something to knock them off. And, Broads, don't rest on your laurels.
Yeah.
Because I come to work every day trying to get that belt. I can't believe we came up with it. None of us have gotten the friggin' belt so far.
Nope.
I thought Fritz had it, no?
No. No. Yeah. The camera got it because he took a shot at me.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
All right. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true, like Ike, an artisan and a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. What do you feel more after yesterday's Phillies game? Better, worse, or the same? 66.7% the same. 25% smart people feeling better about those 19 good strikeouts. And 8.3% worse. 215-592-9494. Kayla in Muncie. You're on WIP. What's up, Kayla?
Hi. I just wanted to let you know that it was a good game yesterday.
Yes, it was.
My huge favorite one is with Bryce Harper because he's my all-time favorite and how he got the home run.
He's great.
He is great. He's the greatest. Who would be your second favorite?
JT.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
What do you think of Buzz as a producer? The guy that answered the phone when you first called.
He was actually nice.
Yeah, maybe a little too nice.
Yeah. What do you have going on this weekend, Kayla?
Nothing. Getting ready to watch the Phils.
Yeah.
There you go.
Tomorrow,
there you go.
By the way, 4 o'clock tomorrow. Get ready for more shadows.
Oh, no.
Hey, hit the under the first five.
Well, by the way, maybe that was the problem with the Mets series last year. Wasn't every game at like 5 o'clock?
Remember I said that Saturday.
The Saturday game.
You weren't as pro-shadows in the Mets series as you were after the 19-strikeout opening day performance.
It was a good 19-strikeout.
That's a great point. Yeah, I didn't hear this about the shadows back in October.
Yeah. It was a lot more like, oh, babies, wake up, grow up.
Well, what, did they have 4 months of shadows?
Listen. So did Bunk's Donnie Phil.
Hey,
Kayla.
I did not drop Kayla.
I think Buzz felt the seat warming up.
Back there.
Didn't touch anything.
All right.
We got cameras now to prove it.
No. You're not getting on the camera during our show, buddy.
Yeah.
Justin, make sure it doesn't go back to Buzz.
No one needs to see that, Buzz. Yeah. The widow's peak.
Eddie Munster.
Yep. It's probably getting hot under Buzz's seat.
Yep.
And it's getting warmer outside.
Yep.
Which means your pets are going to be outside more. Which means Dogs and Cats Rule is your next stop. It's got to be your next stop. You know, when your dog's outside more, you should be doing flea and tick prevention all the time. But they can talk to you about natural flea and tick prevention. You might be saying, well, I'm going to need somebody to explain that to me. Well, the good news is, at Dogs and Cats Rule, the lead dog, George Perenni, makes sure every one of the 7 locations has a great staff to help you out with all that. Because, you know, you don't have the answers for pet nutrition. They do. You don't have the answers for supplements. They do. They have every product you're going to need. As I mentioned, pet nutrition, all top-of-the-line stuff. The kibble, you know, Rebel and Scout, you get kibble. But fresh diet, if you're interested in raw, gently cooked, freeze-dried, any of that, they have the answers on that. They have every toy you could ever need. Leashes, collars, whatever you need. Dogs and Cats Rule and the staff to get you to the right answer. 7 locations, as I mentioned. There's 2 in New Jersey, Pennington and Princeton. There's 5 in Pennsylvania, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell. Dogsandcatsrule.pet is the website. Dogs and Cats Rule. Shop small, shop local, shop family.
That was a great read.
Was it really?
Yeah, you did a great job with
it. Oh, you're just telling me I did a good job? You're not being sarcastic?
It's a positive vibes only Friday.
There you go. 215-592-9494 on a positive vibes only Friday. Also an overreaction Friday. Wait, I screwed that up. Richie in Queens, you're on WIP. What's
Queens.
Up, Richie?
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's up, Richie?
What's up, Richie?
Yeah, I haven't talked to you in a while. I talked to you last year when we were talking about maybe the Phillies winning 100 games.
Yep, and, didn't happen.
Nobody won 100 games.
Nope.
Yeah, you know, I jumped on. The producer said something about favorite pop stars. Is that something that you guys were touching on?
Yeah, we'll do that at the end. What do you got on the Phils first? We'll do the pop stars thing.
Well, yeah, as far as the Phils go, I picked them to win East. Look, I live, you know, I'm in Queens, but I am not a Met fan. I'm a San Francisco Giant fan, so I have my own problems.
Yeah,
but,
you do.
Yeah, I think, although they might be a little bit of a surprise, the 3 wild card does mean a lot. Really gives you incentive to maybe get to August 15th or something, you know. But the Phillies, to me, they underachieved last year. I thought they would beat the Mets, and I think they're going to be a solid team. So, like I said, I think they got a good chance to win the division again. I think Stott's going to drop back. Come back this year. I thought he was going to be a really, really good player. I think they caught up with him last year, but I think he's a key for you guys. And obviously, Baum in third, so. Yeah, I think it's going to be another year where you know you're going to be vying for the division title. And
you said you guys. Who are you a fan of?
He's a Giants fan.
He's a Giants fan. So Richie,
yes.
Yeah.
I'm interested in this.
Yeah, this is a puzzling one.
You live in Queens, New York.
Yep.
But you're a Giants fan.
Well, the Giants did leave New York.
No. There's a third leg to this.
That's not the part that I'm confused about. Yeah. I'm confused as to what attracts you to us.
Yes, that's the
question.
This show,
this fan base, this sports talk. We're not talking about the Giants.
Or the Mets.
Or the Mets.
Well, what is your connection?
I'm just sort of interested in it.
Can I answer you guys?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, number one, I'm in PA now. Okay. So Richie from Queens, I've been using that on the phone from WFAN for like 37 years.
What did you think about the job their former program director did at WFAN? Do you think he did a good job?
No, I think that they've had so many that I kind of lost track. But yeah, they did.
Yeah. Well, I was living too.
You guys, I listen to you guys, and I, and some people say WFAN's number one. Depends on who you are.
They're not.
San Francisco radio also. So.
Yeah. Okay, Richie.
Okay.
Interesting.
And just so we're clear.
Just piqued my interest. That's all.
And just so we're clear, WFAN is in the biggest market, but we are the biggest station.
Well, when you left here, you called it the Mecca.
Well, it was. The city's the Mecca.
Yeah. Well, here's why I'm a San Francisco Giants fan.
No, I know.
Yeah, Richie, what Jack is doing is he's making fun of me because I was the second program director of WFAN.
And he ran it into the ground. Richie.
I did not.
And he got fired. And the only reason he has a job is because of his dad, and he stabbed me in the back. Richie, what do you think about Jung Ho Lee? Are you a fan?
I am. I like to see him get healthy and stay healthy. I don't. Yeah. Somebody called me and asked why we're batting third and Wade batting first. I mean, look at your guy.
Well, Lamont Wade's an on-base machine.
Oh, what are we doing? What are we doing?
He thought Richie didn't know.
No.
He thought you stumped him.
Yeah. I'm a fantasy baseball head, so I need to know how Jung Ho Lee is going to be.
All right, Richie.
Go ahead. Good.
What's your go-to pop star? Who's your go-to pop star?
Well, you guys are going to make fun of me, but I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
Okay, and you're probably going to say who? Judy Garland.
Judy Garland was a pop star?
We know who Judy Garland is.
Wizard of Oz?
We're talking about pop stars, we're talking about a girl who was obviously in The Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
She made phenomenal movies. She was a dancer. She was a singer. She was a talented actress who was up for Academy Awards. And these are all things that you guys, the younger generation, yep. sometimes forgets, because all my nieces and nephews are in their 30s, and they don't believe anything happened before 1980.
Well, that's so, Jack, yeah.
And well, that is a fact. And that's why you're not the program director anymore, because you never took my calls over there either. So, but basically, yeah, but, you know, Sinatra was my guy. I like Taylor Swift. I love Streisand.
There you go.
It's not like I'm set, you know, to 1940. Yeah. But, yeah, a pop star is somebody that, you know, unfortunately it wasn't the Internet back in the 40s, so it was tough to see it. But people, go on YouTube one time and go into Judy Garland's career, and maybe you guys will tell me, hey, you know, that Richie from Queens knew what the hell he was talking about.
There you go, Richie.
I'm talking to you guys, man.
All right, thank you, Richie.
All right, Richie, don't be a stranger, brother.
Just so we're clear.
I enjoyed Richie.
Yeah, I enjoyed Richie. Just so we're clear, I never told any WFAN host not to take anyone's call.
That's not what I heard.
It's not?
No, I'm just kidding. I love that call.
Yeah, that was great.
I love when older people have an edge.
Yeah.
If you had to get older, sometimes you lose your edge.
He had more of an edge.
No, he's locked in on Giants baseball.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Jackson in Phoenixville, you're on WIP. What's up, Jackson?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, Jackson?
What's up, brother?
Hey, the shadow thing. How come we're not making big of a deal about that? Like, he's just blaming the shadows publicly instead of Mackenzie Gore just like dealing strikes yesterday. I mean, the guy's great.
It was both.
Okay, but I mean, saying that publicly, and that's not embarrassing to a Philadelphia Phillies fan. I just find that pathetic.
Well, yeah. Wow.
Well, let me ask you something, Jackson. When the Eagles lost the Super Bowl in 2023, did you mention the field?
Never.
Okay.
They lost on Jalen Hurts' fumble. So we're going to go backwards.
All right, hold on. Now we're heating up.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Now you're starting to make more sense.
Let me ask you about the dagger. Jackson.
You want to change the subject all you want, Spike.
Changing the subject. You're not missing.
You can't ignore the fact that is embarrassing.
It's embarrassing to who?
To us, that's
why
fan.
You're sitting there watching the game. You're sitting there watching the game.
Yankees,
no one said Mackenzie Gore, Jackson, loudmouth. No one said that Mackenzie Gore did not pitch well. He obviously pitched well. But if the guys couldn't see and they said they had trouble seeing with the shadows, do you want them to lie? No one said that Mackenzie Gore didn't pitch well. He obviously pitched well. But the shadows was something they had trouble with last year. Like, they didn't. It's true. They won the game. They said they had trouble with the shadows. Occasionally, an outfielder will lose a ball in the sun. They'll say they lose the ball in the sun. Occasionally, the wind will take a field goal. They'll say the wind pushed it. What, like, they're not? They didn't lose the World Series and everyone go, it was the shadows. It was game one of the season. Somebody asked him about it, and they said the shadows bothered him. What are you embarrassed for? Oh, he's gone.
He's gone.
Yeah. The guy had a sharp tongue.
It's not a representation of Philly tough.
Okay. So they should punch the shadows.
Well, no. I'm just saying a guy like, what was his name?
Mackenzie Gore?
No, that caller.
Oh, Jackson.
I don't know.
Yeah,
Jackson. Yeah. Psycho-man. A guy like Jackson prides itself on not making excuses.
The town of Rocky.
Yeah. And then when you hear Alec Bohm, Mr. Sensitive, coming out, and he was the main one talking about shadows yesterday.
Well, Zach Wheeler talked about it.
Yeah, well, he's pitching, though. We're not worried about Zach Wheeler. He's not hitting.
The advantage of it is he wanted to rush back out there and throw as many as he could.
I'm just saying, that guy is a tough Philadelphia fan who doesn't want to hear excuses.
Again, sometimes not an excuse, it's an explanation.
Look,
it's a thin line between excuse and explanation.
It is.
Very thin line.
But when you have a productive strikeout 19 times, sometimes you got to factor that in.
Well, but what I would say is that in this game, when the shadows went away, they scored 7 runs. They scored 7 runs from the 7th inning through the 10th inning.
Or it could have just been the Nationals' bullpen. Isn't that great shadow?
It could have been that, too.
Shadow or no shadow.
It could have been that, too.
Would you say their bullpen is cooked?
Yeah. Okay. If it wasn't the first game of the season, I would say that.
It's like it or not, they took we want them to take pitches. We didn't want them to chase. They didn't chase.
Yeah.
They got beat for the first 6 innings by a pitcher who was really on his game, who has had success against the team before. But they didn't chase. They took pitches. They got the guy to throw enough pitches to get out of there after the 6th inning, and then they put 7 runs on the Nationals, and they won the game. Like,
Well, I don't remember every pitch, but it's hard for me to believe they didn't chase at all yesterday.
I remember three instances of chasing.
Okay,
but what I can say is when the Phillies are chasing like I know them to chase, mm-hmm. it is a feeling you have all game long. Like they,
well, for six innings, you think people weren't feeling that way? Now, you may not have been
feeling
that way.
I was not feeling it.
But what do you think the other fans were feeling?
I was not feeling it.
You weren't feeling that the fans were feeling it? Or
No. I personally
right,
wasn't feeling
sure.
it. They were feeling it, but they were probably wrong.
What were you feeling?
They were productive strikeouts.
I'm going to stab him with a spoon.
I can tell. I can tell. It was frustrating. But I also
exactly.
knew
exactly. Say something.
But I knew the shadows were going to be effect. And you got to factor in 4 o'clock at National Stadium. There's also the glare in center field. From what I heard from an ex-MLB player.
What?
Oh, that must have been what's
Franson.
His face? Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
It's my good buddy. Was he telling you that the shadows? It was tough for him to see down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And he talked to a current Philly that said there's also the glare in center field that you have to factor in.
And who is that now?
Don't worry about
it. I got to figure out who is Bryce. It's got to be Bryce.
It's not Bryce.
Okay. His boy's Bryce. He played with Bryce.
He played with Bryce. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to give you guys inside info. I'm trying to win Philly's Insider of the Year. The shadows were.
Well, you should win it.
Listen, two lineups. Jesus Lizardo, second game of the year.
Yeah.
There's also a glare in center field. I'm only getting the big scoops.
I just know that the thing I wanted to see, of course I would want to see them get on base more than that. Of course I would rather see more than one base runner over the first six innings,
sure.
or two base runners. But I didn't see them. I did see them patient.
They weren't flailing. Even Castellanos. Now, he worked the walk, and he looked mad because I don't think he loves walking. But, like, yeah.
Well, he looks mad all the time.
He does. Look,
which I can appreciate.
So he's got a little football player.
Yeah.
Give it a week.
Got a little prick to him.
Yeah.
Give it a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Give it a month.
Give it a year.
Give it a year.
Who cares?
That guy.
Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Yep. Everything's fine.
That guy. Furious.
He was upset. Phillies,
yeah. Furious. All right, Jack. What do we have coming up in the top five at five?
You know, it was a great week on the show for new drops.
Oh.
I'm trying to find out which one we need to add to the drop board.
So we're going through the five for the week.
Yeah.
Oh, Ike's not happy.
Well, I think you might have had one or two in
I'm
there
sure
as
I
well.
Did.
Yeah.
I'm sure I did.
His were a little older. But
the real key is, did you add yours?
No, never.
Yeah, no. That's why I need a drop board. All right, 215-592-9494. We want an overreaction from yesterday's Phillies game. Do you feel better or do you feel worse? I'm throwing it out.
Throw it out.
No, the same. Better or worse after yesterday's game? 215-592-9494. As well, next question today. It's Lady Gaga's birthday. Give us your go-to pop star. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.